Welcome to episode 1172 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Our series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look, continues, featuring a conversation that Jesus had tens of hundreds of years ago that remains meaningful for us today. The setting is Galilee, near Capernaum. The moment is intimate and instructional. Jesus is preparing his disciples to represent him, a critical turning point in the gospel narrative. It's a training moment before they are sent out into a spiritually and socially hostile environment.
Come, listen, and open your heart to understand. What truly contaminates a person is not what he puts into his mouth, but what comes out of his mouth. That's what makes people defiled.
Master, don't you know that what you just said is offensive to the Pharisees?
Every plant that my heavenly Father didn't plant is destined to be uprooted. Stay away from them, for they're nothing more than blind guides. Do you know what happens when a blind man pretends to guide another blind man? They both stumble into a ditch.
Will you explain to us what you meant by your parable?
Even after all that I've taught you, you still remain without understanding? Is it hard to understand that whatever you eat enters the stomach only to pass out into the sewer? But what comes out of your mouth reveals the core of your heart. Words can pollute, not food. You will find living within an impure heart, evil ideas, murderous thoughts, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, lies, and slander. That's what pollutes a person. Eating with unwashed hands doesn't defile anyone.
And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon, the non-Jewish region of Lebanon. He encountered there a Canaanite woman who shouted out to him,
"Lord, Son of David, show mercy to me. My daughter is horribly afflicted by a demon that torments her."
But Jesus did not answer her.
"Lord, Lord, listen to me.
This Gentile woman is crying out after us. Should we not send her away?"
"Son of David, have mercy on me.
I've only been sent to the lost sheep of Israel."
But the woman came and bowed down before him.
"Lord, help me."
"It's not right for a man to take bread from his children and throw it out to the dogs."
The woman never hesitated.
"You're right, Lord. But even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table."
"Dear woman, your faith is strong. What you desire will be done for you."
And at that very moment, her daughter was instantly set free from demonic torment. The story of Jesus and the Syrophoenician woman is one of the most startling and illuminating episodes in the Gospels. It takes place outside of Jewish territory, in the region of Tyre and Sidon, where Jesus has withdrawn, seemingly to rest and remain unnoticed. But even here, in Gentile lands, the light of the world cannot be hidden. A desperate mother finds him, and what follows is a brief, uncomfortable, and ultimately beautiful exchange that shows us the nature of true faith, the heart of Jesus, and the wideness of God's mercy. Mark tells us that the woman was a Gentile, specifically a Syrophoenician by birth. In Matthew, she is called a Canaanite, a term loaded with centuries of religious and ethnic tension. In both accounts, her identity places her outside the boundaries of the covenant people. She is a spiritual outsider, yet she dares to approach Jesus. Why? Because her daughter is suffering, severely oppressed by a demon. And when your child is in torment, all pride falls away. You knock on any door. You beg at any gate. You cry out, even to a man from another people, another religion, another world. She comes crying, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me." She uses messianic language, "Son of David," a title heavy with Jewish hope. Whether she fully understands what it means or not, she believes Jesus is more than a healer. He is her only hope. Her cry is a prayer many of us know. "Lord, have mercy on me." When we are up against pain that no doctor can heal, when the people we love are bound by things we cannot fix, when we feel unqualified, uninvited, and unworthy, her cry becomes our own. But Jesus does not answer her at first. His silence is jarring. The disciples are annoyed. "Send her away," they say, "for she keeps crying out after us." She is loud, persistent, and inconvenient. She does not belong here. Jesus finally speaks. "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel."
On the surface, it sounds like rejection, but the woman isn't deterred. She kneels before him and says again, "Lord, help me." Jesus then replies with words that have troubled many readers. "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." Was Jesus insulting her? No, but he was testing and revealing. In ancient Jewish vernacular, dogs was a term often used for Gentiles, though here the word Jesus uses, little dogs or household pets in the Greek, softens the harshness. Still, it's a challenging moment. Why does Jesus respond this way? He is drawing out her faith. He is allowing her to press in, not to push her away, but to elevate her. The encounter exposes the false boundary between insiders and outsiders. The Canaanite woman is not a passive recipient of pity. She becomes a portrait of persevering faith. Her response is remarkable. "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." She does not argue with the metaphor. She doesn't protest she deserves more. She simply says, "A crumb is enough." This is faith that refuses to be offended, faith that clings to mercy, faith that knows even the smallest touch of Jesus is sufficient to change everything. In Matthew's account, Jesus responds with admiration, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. This is one of only a few times in the Gospels when Jesus commends someone's great faith, and notably, both times, this and the Roman centurion in Matthew 8, the person is a Gentile. What made her faith so great? It was persistent. She would not give up, even when met with silence. It was humble. She acknowledged her position without demanding entitlement. It was bold. She approached a Jewish rabbi against cultural and religious norms. It was trusting. She believed that a crumb from Jesus was enough to heal her daughter. She shows us what real faith looks like. Not performative, not perfect, but persistent, humble, and full of trust. Faith that says, "Even if I'm not entitled to a seat, I believe the overflow of your grace is enough for me." Jesus doesn't turn her away. He draws near. His initial silence and testing are not rejection, but invitation to deeper engagement, to greater revelation. In this encounter, we see a preview of the gospel's expansion beyond Israel. Jesus came first to the Jews, but not only to them. Through this encounter, we glimpse the heart of God that beats for the nations. The Messiah is for all people. Grace has no borders. And we see that faith is the true qualification for receiving from Jesus. Not heritage, not knowledge, not religious pedigree. What matters is a heart that trusts. Let's get deep. Lessons for today. Jesus welcomes bold faith. Don't be afraid to approach him with your deepest needs. You don't have to be perfect or polished, just honest and believing. Silence is not absence. When Jesus doesn't respond right away, it's not because he doesn't care. Sometimes the silence draws us closer and strengthens our faith. Mercy is for all. You are not disqualified by your past, your background, or your brokenness. Jesus delights to give grace to those who seek him. Faith holds on, even when doors seem shut, even when answers delay, even when others tell you to stop. Faith keeps knocking. The Syrophoenician woman came seeking healing. She left with more than that. She received Jesus' admiration, her daughter's deliverance, and a place in the gospel narrative as a model of faith. We may sometimes feel unworthy. We may feel like outsiders in spiritual spaces. But this story reminds us, the table of God has room. And even the crumbs from his table are filled with power, enough to heal, save, and restore. What do you need from Jesus today? Healing for a loved one? Peace for your soul? Strength to endure? Bring your cry to him, kneel before him, hold on in faith. Even a crumb of his grace is enough to change everything. Father, thank you for the story of the Syrophoenician woman and the powerful faith you drew out from her. We are grateful you hear our cries, even when we feel unworthy, even when the answers seem delayed. Today, we lift our needs before you. Heal where there is pain. Restore where there is brokenness. And help us to live as people who know there is always room at your table. People who believe, who persist, and who testify of your faithfulness. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.